My name is John Flanders. It is my real name. There's a whole history behind it. My wife and I moved to Brussels in 2003 with our two young children. And as an actor from Los Angeles, I stayed home with the kids at first. My wife took the full-time job. And I integrated myself slowly into the acting community here in Belgium. I saw that there was a need for acting training in a professional manner in the same way that I was used to training as an actor in the States, in English. So I opened up a studio as an acting coach. I started with five actors. The first day. A week later, four of the five showed up, and now it's 10 years later, and the studio is branching into producing plays for the public. So we established BEAT, the Brussels English Actors Theatre. What I observed in terms of the acting training in Europe was that it still has very strong roots in commedia dell'arte, in mime, in classical theater. And the irony is that modern acting that developed in New York primarily in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s came from Stanislavski. A lot of acting training seems to show people or tell people how to play a role. And basic difference is rather than say, you must do it like this, you must sound like this, you must change yourself in order to be this other person, I try to bring out the real person inside the actor themselves as a unique human being, because that is what we fall in love with in terms of the popular actors, if you will, the actors that we aspire to and or highly affected by in their performances. The basic story of Our Town, written by Thornton Wilder, is a fictional village in the state of New Hampshire in the early 20th century.
The name of our town is Drover's Corners, New Hampshire. It's just across the line from Massachusetts.
Essentially, it's two families, and what happens with those two families as the son of one and the daughter of the other fall in love and get married. I chose Our Town because I had a history with it. Ironically, I saw my sister in a production in Baltimore, and that's where she met her present husband. They were playing George and Emily, who are the two, I consider, the two main characters of the play. What drew me to this play was the simplicity of the human relationships and how it reflects all of our basic human needs. The need to be loved, appreciated, sheltered, the need to have hope for the future, and the need to appreciate the key and core principal people around us in our lives. And this play focuses on how to cherish and relish those things if we ever had the chance.
Do any human beings ever realize life while they live it every minute?
No.
There's an irony in me choosing this play because in my teaching, I have a basic premise of not miming things. At the beginning of your scene, if you're going to have a drink of water, then get a glass, fill it with water, and have a glass of water. This play, Thornton Wilder called it a meta-theatrical play, does incorporate a lot of miming of actions. I think what this does is, again, it focuses on the human interactions. The physical things that we use to get things done are just that, physical things to get things done, but they don't speak to the human condition. It also allows the audience to enter into an imaginative world to where they fill in the details themselves. And as each individual audience member fills in what is not present, they're essentially filling in from their own experience. So they're filling in what is familiar to them. And I think that's a very powerful thing.
Everybody's resting in Grover's Corners. You get a good rest too.